You know, I assume that we're all going to at least receive one gift today. Most gifts have a particular purpose, don't they? They may be something that someone needs. You know, when you're trying to think of a present for someone, you think, what do they need? And you they need this. And so there's a purpose where it fulfills a need. If someone has everything they need, you think, well, what might help them in some way? And you try and find something that it would help them. Or you get down to, what would they enjoy? You know, not that they need it or it's going to help them, but is there something that they would enjoy? And you buy something to fulfill that purpose. And then when you get really desperate, you think, I have to buy something or I'm in strife. All right, so you just try and find something that might look like you put a lot of thought into it. But you've got to buy something. And they usually have a purpose to it. Now, if someone, particularly Abby, gives you soap this year, don't assume that she's thinking that's what you need, all right? It might just mean that she thinks you might like it, all right? It's enjoyable to you. And so if you get deodorant, don't just assume the worst. But gifts have a purpose. If you get a push bike, the purpose is to ride it, all right? Just not to look at it. If you get a soccer ball, purpose is to kick it, all right? If you get a doll, that's a little bit harder. What I did learn as a young bloke is the purpose isn't to cut their hair. How was I to know that hair doesn't grow back on dolls? But that didn't make my sister very happy, I must admit. The purpose is not to cut their hair, boys, if your sister gets a doll. It is to do something with, all right? If you get socks, why would you buy socks? Do you think, what do they need? Socks. But if you get socks, well, then the purpose is to wear them, to keep your feet warm. If you get a tie, I bought myself a tie, but if you get a tie, the purpose is to annoy you at church. There's no other purpose for a tie than to just have it to annoy you at church. But most gifts have a purpose to them. Unfortunately, most gifts only have one purpose, you say. There's a need, this meets the need. I was thinking the present that defies all this, though, is a mobile phone. You know, there was a day when a mobile phone, all you could do was call people, and it might tell the time. Years ago, I remember talking to a friend by the name of Daniel who owns a mobile phone shop. He was saying that there was some cutting-edge technology coming out in the next few years. There will be a time when you'll be able to get a camera in your phone. This was cutting-edge. It was coming out. They're working on it in Japan, and I thought that was a pipe dream. Wow, to be able to get a camera in a phone, that would be amazing. I didn't think it had ever happened yet. We've got a camera in our phone, and really a mobile phone, it provides things that you may need, things that are enjoyable, some helpful things. You know, you get a camera, you get the internet, you get a stopwatch, you get an alarm, you get a GPS, and really you could just keep on going, couldn't you? Calendars, and you get just about everything that you do need in a mobile phone. Yet there is one gift that surpasses them all, and it has everything that we need. We're told in 1 Peter that everything that we need in this life is found in this gift, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the gift that has it all. And today that's what we come to give thanks for. We give thanks for the gift that God gave us, the gift that gives us all that we need in this life. We know that he's a gift because in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 we're told, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And so through the prophet Isaiah, God declared well before the time that there was going to be a child given. This child was going to be a male, so a son, is given, and it was a gift. It was a gift. Now, there's no doubt that this son was a wonderful gift to Mary. Every child is a gift from God. But Jesus was a gift to all the world and was so much more than a little baby. And so the question is, if he's a gift, then what was his purpose? We give gifts because they have a purpose to them. What was the purpose in giving us this gift? What was in the Father's mind? He said, I'm going to give this world this gift of a son. Well, if you look at the scriptures, you find out that there was more than one purpose. There was lots of reasons why God gave us this gift. And I'd be in trouble off all the children here today if I decided to attempt to show you all the reasons, because it would be a really long message. That doesn't go down too well for children on Christmas Day. But I do want to look at just a couple of reasons why God gave us this gift. If we turn to Luke chapter 2, that familiar passage when the angel visited the shepherds the night when Jesus was born. We read there in Luke chapter 2 verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Get that. It is to all people, not just the shepherds, not just for Mary and Joseph, but to all. So that includes us. And he says in verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. So this was the news that the angel gave to the shepherds, that God has given to everyone a Saviour. And although Jesus is far more than just a Saviour, this is the primary reason why he was given to be a Saviour. God gave us Jesus to be our Saviour. And so the question is, why did he give us a Saviour? As God looked at mankind, why do you think I'm going to give them a Saviour? Because that's what they need. We needed a Saviour. That's why God gave us one. You know, some must think it was a gift that wasn't needed. And I suspect at Christmas time today, you're going to get some gifts that you don't need. And you wonder what was the point of giving it. It was sort of a useless gift in some respect. And some must think that the gift of the Lord Jesus is one of those useless gifts, because they don't think there's a hell that they need to be saved from. Or they don't think they've sinned bad enough to need a Saviour. Or they think that they can do enough good to get to heaven without the need of a Saviour. Yet God looked upon mankind and declared that the entire world needed a Saviour. That's what we needed. He knew that we've all sinned, that we've been separated from him, that we will be punished in hell for all eternity unless the Saviour came to save us from the punishment of our sin. And so that's what God gave. The question is, can I ask you, is he your Saviour? Have you asked him to save you from your sin? That's one of the reasons why he was given to be that Saviour. And if that was the only reason why he was given, well then that's more than enough, isn't it, to have a Saviour. Yet that's just maybe the primary reason, but there's plenty of other reasons why God gave us that. In Luke chapter 1, when the angel announced to Mary that she was going to have a child, despite being a virgin, we read there in Luke chapter 1, in verse 32, he shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father. Here we see that Jesus will be given the throne of David. And so in this gift of Jesus, God also gave us a king. He gave us a king. Now, why do we need a king? Why did God think that we needed a king? Well, you know, a king rules his kingdom. He makes laws and decisions for those in his kingdom. A king provides for those in his kingdom. A king protects those in his kingdom. And in the Bible, we're told a lot about Christ's kingdom. We're told that he reigns now as king in heaven. We're told that one day he will set up his kingdom here upon earth. Yet we're also told that he wants to reign in our hearts this very day. He wants to be our king now. And God knew we needed a king. We need a king to provide for us. We need a king to protect us. We need a king to tell us what to do and what not to do, because we make a mess of it ourselves. You know, we know the Jews rejected their king. I wonder, have you rejected the king? Or is he is your king? You know, God realized we needed a king, and so that's what he gave us. Now, if you turn to Isaiah chapter 9, we do learn some other things about this gift. Some we've already looked at. But it says there in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." That's talking about how he will be the king. He will run the government. He will one day rule over all, as I trust he rules over you now. But it goes on to say in Isaiah 9:6, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." Best to put it together, really. Wonderful Counselor. In Jesus, we have been given a great gift of a wonderful counselor. Why? God knew we needed one. And that's why he gave it to us in the form of the Lord Jesus. He knew that we needed someone to guide us, someone to help us, someone who can counsel us in the ways to go. God knew we needed a wonderful counselor, so he gave us one on that very first Christmas day. It goes on to say that his name will be the Mighty God. And here we see, in this name given to the coming Son, the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how it was declared well before he even came that he was the Mighty God. God knew we needed a mighty God in the Lord Jesus. It had to be God himself who died for us, for starters. We needed him. And he was the one that came, the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, Emmanuel, God with us. So God knew we needed a mighty God who we can see, who we can relate to. And if you want to know what your mighty God is like, go to the Scriptures and look at the Gospels, and you can see God in the flesh, and he becomes very real to you. Also, the Everlasting Father. You know, often we think of the Heavenly Father, God the Father as our Father and Jesus as our Savior. But we see here that Jesus is also our Everlasting Father. God knew we needed one. It's good to have an earthly father. It's good to be able to live and enjoy an earthly father. We get to have the perfect Heavenly Father, though, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting. He's always our Father. He's always there with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. We have an everlasting Father. It says there his name will be called the Prince of Peace. He's the one that brings peace. You know, Jesus can bring peace to a tormented soul bound in sin. He can bring peace to a family consumed with selfishness. He can bring peace to a country consumed by war. He can bring peace to this world. One day, when he reigns over this world as king, he will bring peace to the world. That will be exciting. Yet God knew that we needed to have peace with him and be reconciled to him, so he gave us Jesus. So Jesus can bring peace with us to our Heavenly Father. Because we've sinned, we've broken his laws, we're the enemies of God, yet Jesus enabled us to have peace with God. God knew that we needed peace from the torment of guilt within us. And we can have freedom from guilt of sin through the Lord Jesus Christ. God knew that we needed peace in our soul as we lived in this sin-cursed world, and we can find peace even though there's turmoil around us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truly the Prince of Peace. God knew we needed peace in so many ways, and so He gave us Jesus. I wonder, do you enjoy peace in your soul today because of Jesus? Peace with God? Peace from the turmoil of sin within? Peace despite all the troubles around? You know that you have a God in control. Because He's the King of your life, you can have peace from the turmoils within family, the turmoils of life. I trust that He's brought peace as well. And if you look at His name, the names given to Jesus, you see that there are so many other things that we get through this gift of the Lord Jesus. He's the healer. God knew we needed healing. He's the good shepherd. God knew we needed a shepherd, so He gave us Jesus. He's the Lamb of God. He's the bread of life. God knew we needed that daily substance, that heavenly substance, so He gave us Jesus. He's the light of the world because God knew we needed light. He's the resurrection and the life because God knew we needed resurrection. And the list goes on. And why is He all these things? Because God knew what we needed. Isn't that wonderful? He's the gift that has it all. And I was thinking, in regards to mobile phones, my father bought himself an iPhone 6 a number of years ago. Top of the market iPhone at that stage. And you know, all he ever did was ring on it, make calls. He did nothing else. He got the best phone there was, yet he didn't really use much of it at all, just the primary purpose. He didn't even understand all the other things he could do. He didn't take advantage of what was in that little gift that he gave himself. Yet isn't that how we often apply what Jesus is to us? Yes, He's our Saviour, but we don't enjoy how He's also the Prince of Peace, how He's the Comforter, how He's our Father, He's that mighty God, He's our King, and all that comes with it. You know, let's remember today that He is the gift that has it all. All that we need in this life is found in the knowledge of Christ, and enjoy Him richly today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You that we can come, praise Your name, and give thanks for what You've done in giving us Your Son, that only begotten Son. And I pray that we would enjoy Him today and understand all He is to us and for us, and realize how special He truly is. And we thank You for Him. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.